Okay, well, good morning. It is Henry Harris, and welcome to another edition of the weekly Emunah Teleconference. And this week's topic is understanding your spouse's needs as your guideposts, right? Your spouse, and really for that matter, your spouse and your children. Your spouse's and your children's needs are really your guideposts. So, let's talk a little bit about what this call is about. It's about understanding the single simple source behind our psychological experience. We are having an Emunah conversation, a conversation about the simple truth about what causes all things in this world. And from a Jewish wisdom perspective, that would be God. And in particular, we're talking about the way in which God's influence and God's power and God's moment-to-moment creation of this world is shaping our psychological landscape, and how incredibly meaningful and helpful that is. Oh my goodness. So let's just elaborate on that a bit. You know, I was speaking last night with a gentleman who was seeking input on parenting, and it was clear that what he was distressed by was the fact that there were times where his children would act in contrary ways. They would misbehave, and he would lose his temper and feel totally out of sorts and just feel so discouraged by the phenomenon of his own kind of agitation and anger. You know, like his agitation and anger was such clear and compelling evidence that there was so much kind of conclusion to draw from that anger. Like conclusion A, I don't know what I'm doing. Conclusion B, my children are at risk of getting bad parenting and going in a direction that's not going to be good for them. Conclusion C, I need to get out. You know, like, I don't know I don't know all of them, but it suffice it to say, it was very distressing, you know, and all of it was based on the simple notion that his anger and agitation are really coming from the circumstances of his life. They're really describing, his anger is a direct kind of description of the problems in the world. The problems in his world are sourcing his anger. And if he wouldn't be experiencing such anger and agitation, if he is experiencing such anger and agitation, it's obviously indication that there is real problems in the world and he doesn't know what to do about them. And, you know, yuck. So what we're here to describe is that, no, those experiences of anger and agitation can actually come from our children's behavior or from our uncertainty as to how to address our children's behavior. It can't come from there. I'm not saying that I'm not saying not knowing what to do to help your children is a good thing. It's just the uncertainty of that, the confusion of what to do and how to respond to children's misbehavior in and of itself cannot be the source of a psychological experience. It can't be the cause of your anger or your agitation. It doesn't work like that. There's only one way anything is created, only one way. There is a single divine source that's sourcing everything, including your experience of life. And how do where do I look to see that more clearly in my own experience? The simple fact that I'm not having a static emotional, psychological experience. I'm having ups and downs. I don't always encounter children's misbehavior with anger and agitation. There are times where I have kind of a level of calm or a level of resourcefulness or a level of equilibrium about it. I can see that I'm not simply being programmed by the events and circumstances around me. And on a deeper kind of truth level, I just know that that's how this world works. There's only one power, even though it looks like it's coming from out there. And again, I'm not saying that there aren't circumstances in our lives. There are actual circumstances in our lives. There is such a thing as misbehavior from children. There is such a thing as inappropriate behavior, unhelpful circumstances. It's just that those behaviors and circumstances don't actually generate my feelings. And the more I kind of tune into that simple truth, the more I align my life with that simple truth, the more that simple truth I'm not working at odds with that simple truth. The more I'm kind of not running after a falsehood and I'm kind of standing in a simple truth, it's really the potential. Well, I will say this. It's in and of itself, it's a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah to know what's true about my emotional state in the moment I'm experiencing it. It's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah of emunah. It's a mitzvah of emunah to know this experience of my life is not directly caused by my children's behavior. It's coming from the flow of divine energy that's showing up inside of me in this moment. And it's also a mitzvah to know where that flow, where that experience cannot be coming from. It cannot be coming from my children's behavior. That's a mitzvah of lo yelechad, not to ascribe power to things other than the one creator. So all of that is an extraordinarily meaningful thing. I'm not saying that it's pleasant. I'm not saying that therefore you'll never have unpleasant feelings or agitated or stressed feelings. I'm just saying that you're not really in control of your psychological experience in a direct sense, but you do have the choice to acknowledge the truth about it and to refrain from diving into a falsehood about it. That we have that on some level. We have the ability to choose that, to choose to acknowledge the truth, to choose to acknowledge what cannot be true. And therein lies a path toward extraordinary service of our Creator and extraordinary psychological freedom. I mean, that's really what's at stake here. And I just can't emphasize enough my sense of gratitude and my sense of just how radically my life has shifted by virtue of knowing something about this. I mean, ultimately, it's a gift, the effect that it has on me. I don't know how just by doing these, I do these mitzvahs because I'm committed to doing mitzvahs to the best of my ability, not because I hope to get a nicer psychological experience. I'm committed. It happens to be that I see that as I commit myself to these truths, my life has gotten simpler and simpler and simpler, and I live in a different experience of gratitude and peace and acceptance and persistence and all kinds of blessed things. And even with that, I still lose it. I still get fooled and I still become agitated and I still get reactive. I don't think that I don't know how to become completely insulated from getting fooled. I just have a personal experience that kind of the playing field is getting better. You know, the where and how I get fooled, I see is, thank God. Thank God I'm in a different place today than I was in the past. And so today I wanted to address the following metaphor that I shared with my wife recently, which is that, you know, a spouse's needs have a wonderful way of shaping my direction in life. A child's needs have a wonderful way of shaping my direction in life. And frankly, that's true about all of my obligations. You know, the Almighty has placed us in this world to serve Him. He defines the contours, the shape of our path. And it's that path that really holds forth the ability to liberate us from our misunderstanding. You know, that's really what it is. Like if my wife has a certain emotional need that to me looks unnecessary, so I there's really two ways I could go. I could point out to her, look, your need for that is based on a misunderstanding that you have. And frankly, I'm not so interested in indulging your misunderstanding. So I'm going to tell you that I reject your emotional need. This sounds very dramatic, but this is basically what it comes down to. I reject the premise that I'm responsible to accommodate you and your emotional need because I don't see it as valid. I think you're just simply mistaken. You know, like you're overreacting, you're misreading things. You're just mistaken, right? So I hereby reject the need to be kind of accepting and considerate and compassionate and responsive to your needs because they're just based on a falsehood. You know, that's one approach. And the other approach is to acknowledge, well, okay, this is my spouse or my child. This is where they're standing and they don't have direct control over their ability to just kind of manufacture new understanding, because, you know, we live in a certain level of understanding, like we're here to discover and deepen our level of understanding, but it's not like I have control over just flipping a switch and getting into a forgiveness mode or getting into acceptance mode. I don't know how to switch flip that switch personally. And guess what? Neither does my spouse or my child. They don't have the power to just flip it. It doesn't mean that there isn't choice involved. But first and foremost, it kind of begins to, this is the sequence as I see it. First, I want to look at my own emotional state and my own emotional experience in my relationship, either with my spouse or my child. And I want to notice my emotional experience is not being shaped by their actions, their level of understanding. It's not, you know, it's just not coming from there. It's coming from my level of understanding. You know, I shared this that last week, the metaphor of like the plaque disclosing pill. You know, you brush your teeth in order to remove plaque, and the goal is to get rid of the plaque. But guess what? You might not get rid of all of it, but it's not clearly visible to you what plaque you didn't remove. So you can chew this red pill that releases all this red pigment in your mouth, swish it around, and then spit out, and then smile in the mirror, and guess what? You'll look and you'll see red stuff on your teeth. That discloses where the plaque is still remaining. It discloses the presence of plaque. Does it cause the plaque? Does it generate plaque? Did the red pill make plaque on your teeth? No. It simply revealed the plaque that was not visible to you. So my emotional agitation with my spouse or my child is their behaviors and their understanding levels don't cause my agitation. They simply reveal where I don't understand kind of anode movado. That's all. They're just their behaviors and their way of doing things that surface agitation for me. They're just revealing my misunderstanding about the inside out nature of life, about the ein od milvado. There is nothing other than the single simple source. That's all that's happening. They reveal that. Their needs, their emotional difficulties, their whatever it is, where they're at in their moment in life, I want to see and reconcile to their needs, because when I get my agitation showing up about my wife's needs or my children's needs, I have really two choices to make. I can say the emotional discomfort I'm experiencing, I don't like it. That much I know. I know I don't like emotional distress. I know that. So I want to move away from that. I don't want it anymore. So I have two directions to go. I can say, hey, Mrs. Wife or Mr. Kid, you're causing me problems because you don't do this, or you do this, or you don't understand this. So could you just get with the program? Because I don't like the way I'm feeling, and you're really the source of that feeling. I want you to, I don't accept you and where you're at in this moment because you're causing me problems. Get it together. That's one approach. The other approach is, wow, their emotional needs and their where they're at in life are surfacing exactly where my plaque is. They are literally the guidepost for where my spiritual plaque is. I don't want plaque. Plaque is a form of bacteria. It causes decay. It's the opposite of life. I don't want spiritual plaque. There is nothing that is as capable of revealing my spiritual plaque than the agitation and discomfort and the agitation that I feel in the presence of my wife and my children. There's nothing. It's like amazing. It's like the metaphor that I came up with that came to me just recently was that, like, it's like imagine you're driving you're piloting a plane, okay, and you want to land the plane and you want to land it safely, but it's nighttime and your radar is down and you need help to land that plane, right? And there's a lot at stake. Now, you want to obviously land it in a place that is good. So what if you could have lights? Like, what if you could have a lit runway where there's like on one side of the runway, there's a series of lights, and on the other side of the runway, it's like a nicely lit, you can't see anything. Like, you have zero visibility, but you've got like this beautiful runway that you can't even see the runway. All you can see is that there's lights going on both sides. And that's like a clear signpost, land the plane between these two rows of lights. That's what my wife's needs, my children's needs are for me, because they expose to me where my work is. That's really what they do. Like, well, you know, and I could say, well, I don't want to land the plane inside that little strip. I just want to land the plane. Don't give me a hard time about where to land the plane. You know, well, that would be ridiculous, because obviously just the freedom to land the plane wherever I want is not going to go well. You know, like, I wouldn't want to be the pilot landing saying, nah, I don't want to land it inside of a lit path. That's so limiting. That's so annoying. You know, I just want to land the plane. Obviously, that's ridiculous. You want to land the plane in a way that it's life-giving and not, God forbid, the opposite. My spouse's needs and my child's needs and the other obligations in my life, whatever they are, my responsibilities to earn a living, my responsibilities to whatever my responsibilities, my God-given obligations and responsibilities are, those are literally the place that I discover where my work in life is. And the work, of course, is the work of acknowledging the truth about Anod Milvado, about, you know, how my, it's all, this whole world is to, the work of this world is to affirm the simple truth that there's nothing other than the Creator. And there's no outside causes directly. Nobody's causing my agitation and my insecurity and my anxiety and my whatever. It's my spiritual plaque. All that's happening is that I'm being revealed my spiritual plaque. I'm being revealed the direction in which my work is meant to go. How liberating is that? You know, now, is there discomfort in it? Yeah, there is. Is there kind of letting go of a certain control? Yep, there's definitely that. It means, you know, kind of a healthy level of nullifying my ego. Yep, there's definitely that. And there's prayer. You know, it's like when I encounter my spiritual plaque, you know, my agitation is a revealing device of my misunderstanding. I don't know how to push the button that brings understanding, but I do know this. When I acknowledge that I'm lacking understanding, that it's not my wife lacking, you know, XYZ right behaviors, or my child lacking those behaviors, that's actually the source of my upset. When I can see that it's my lack of understanding, then my partnership with my Creator begins. That's literally where my partnership with my Creator begins. I am placed in this world with things that are missing in my life. I get to see that there's things missing. I get to correctly and truthfully identify that there be by virtue of God having not shared that with me. And then I get to turn to God and I say, God, I need this. I know it's not that I need him or her or whomever to do something different in order for me to experience a new psychological state. I know I need your understanding. Please, atachonein la'adam das, you bestow upon a human understanding, chaneinu, me'idcha de'a bina v'haskil. Please, give as a gift to me understanding. Now, of course, I'm not suggesting that there isn't such a thing as inappropriate behavior on the part of a spouse or on the part of a child. It's just that I'm not here to be, I can't be of help to my child or my spouse from a position of you're wronging me and you're bad. You know, like, you know, you're causing my life pain. Like, it just doesn't go that way. You know, like, I obviously, there's more to say about that. If there's such a thing, there's such a thing as a spouse acting inappropriately. There's such a thing as a child acting inappropriately. I'm not saying there isn't. It's just that there is a dimension that we are meant to see and look toward as a pathway to desiring greater understanding, you know, and that's an amazing, amazing, amazing job. It's an amazing job. So our child's and our spouse's and our child's needs are like the lit runway that really define in such precise terms the location of our work in this world. They help us to discover the spiritual plaque. They help us to discover the path along in the dark as to where we direct ourselves, where we work. And in that manner, we literally are going to get like healed and saved. It's such a, we are on a spiritual mission, and we need the resources that the Almighty puts in our lives, the markers that the Almighty puts in our lives to help define the contours of our work in this world. That's an amazing thing. To know what our actual work in this world is a big, big, big part of our work in this world. So those are my thoughts. And I want to remind folks that I love it when people send me comments and questions at henry@jewishwellbeing.org or a voicemail at 845-393-1529.